Welcome to the Heal It Show. This is Kendi Foster. I'm so glad you're here with me today. This is a show where we explore the pathways to emotional freedom, inner transformation, and the profound intelligence within the human spirit. Today, we're diving deep into one of the most powerful yet underestimated forces for healing, the words we choose and the language we live in. My guest today is Joanne Laurent. And she's the founder of Positive Phrases, a movement rooted in her belief that words don't just describe our reality, they create it. Her work reminds us that every phrase we speak, think, or repeat becomes a kind of energetic instruction for the mind, for the body, and the world around us. You know, there's a lot of people that are stressed out in our world. Okay, have you noticed lately? Just turn on the TV, you know, they're talking negatively, they're in overwhelm, you know, it's almost become the norm. But, you know, it doesn't have to be that way for you. You can learn the language patterns that we're going to teach you today so that you are up inspired, uplifted, feeling energized, feeling vital in every day, in every way. And if that's of interest to you, I would say this, there's no coincidence that you're here today. You know, for whatever reason, the universe has called you to click on this show out of the thousands of shows that are out there in the internet right now. And today I'm going to help you to explore the words that can shift your nervous system, rewire your brain, elevate your emotional frequency, and open a door to profound healing, profound abundance, prosperity in all areas of your life. So this is not a show based on a theory. This is a show based on neuroscience, on understanding how our mind works. And I have my co-host with me today, Dr. James. Dr. James, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me again, Ken. I always enjoy our conversations. And today's topic in particular really interests me. Positive phrases. I'm a believer, a firm believer in what you're talking about here. And the my attitude changed toward this is what changed my the later half of my life. Yes.
Yeah, my latter half of my life too. You know, in the Vedic tradition, and you know, I've studied the Vedas for decades now. Speech is considered a creative force with its own energy. Every word creates a vibration, and that vibration both impacts our inner state, which of course impacts our outer state. In fact, the world is reflecting exactly our inner state in the outer state. So if you get that, this show is so important to so many people. So if you get that one concept, you go, okay, I want my inner state to change so my outer state can produce health and vitality and energy and money and love. That's it.
Well, no, 100%. And what you're talking about, there is a little part of your brain called the amygdala that connects your emotional state, your inner emotional state, to your outer emotional appearance and a stature. So yeah, that little part of your brain is what transmits that. And yes, words matter, because words, in order to form words, you choose certain patterns of words based on how you feel or want to impact somebody, yourself or somebody else. And if you're talking to yourself, guess who's impacted? It's you. And so one of the things that I noticed even for myself is that I, you know, as a younger person, used a lot of expletives. I thought it was cool. It sounded, but no, it really does have a negative impact on you. Every time you choose to use those words, you are, you know, you're combative, you're waging war. And so I felt more at ease when I used less of those. And now I've pretty much taken them out of my vocabulary completely. So, and it takes a while to do something like that. Like you said, Ken, it's practice and it's something you choose, and it's a new path for your brain. So,
yeah. Well, you know, repetition is the mother lode of transformation. And, you know, when we have words filled with love, with gratitude, with joy, what happens is the prana, our life force energy, starts to become coherent with the universe, with our own body, with our spirit, with those around us, with our environments. And, you know, there's a lot of neuroscience around this, isn't it? You know, you just mentioned the amygdala.
100%.
Science around this. Once we start to energize our body with the high positive vibrational words, and especially love heals everything. Everything starts to heal. It's amazing.
Well, love, gratitude, happiness, joy, serenity, calm, peace. These are all parts of the spectrum of our emotions that put our body at ease. And the best way to describe it is, think about our country and think about what we put our resources toward. If we're at war, are we worried about roads and bridges? No. I mean, if our body is, you know, angry at something or fearful of something, it is going to be worried about fighting or fleeing. It's not going to be worried about, you know, restoring and repairing. And that's what we need in this day and age, because we are constantly bombarding ourselves. Before modern technology, we were kind of relaxing the afternoons. You know, we'd hunt, we'd get our food, relax all day, and then maybe kind of arouse again. But no, we're at it all day, and so we need to restore and repair.
Well, we do, and you know, in Vedic wisdom, mindful speech purifies the subconscious and dissolves emotional residue. So, speaking words of truth, of kindness, of like you said, gratitude and love, those affirmations clear old patterns and heal deep within us. That's how important this is, right? This is crazy important. So listen, I've got to take a break. And when I come back, we've got a very special guest. She specializes specifically in words and phrases that heal us. So we'll be right back, and I'll have my very special guest on here. Well, welcome back, everybody. And I see my guest is showing up today. Joanna Laurent, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's a blessing to have you. Are you kidding? I think this is one of the most important talks we can really have for those that are struggling with some of life-changing illnesses right now. You know, some are just, you know, they're tired of having pain in their body, or tired of being feeling stressed out emotionally, mentally, you know, and they want to feel a difference in their life. So Joanna is the founder of Positive Phrases, a movement born out of her deep belief in the power of words to heal, uplift, and transform lives. Raised in Brooklyn, Joanna learned early on the strength of resilience, the importance of gratitude, and the beauty of sharing positivity with others. That desire to pay life's goodness forward led her to launch Positive Phrases, which continues to grow every day, one empowering message at a time. And her pocket-sized books are everything is perfect and stop. I missed that. What is that? Her pocket-sized books are everything is perfect. Well, that's her pocket-sized book. Everything is perfect. Now stop the other nonsense.
That one. It's a stop. Yeah. Stop.
Is that it?
Stop. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stop.
Okay.
Yeah. But we'll explain. We'll go into details.
Yeah, good. Okay. Well, you know, let's just start with the dark stuff. You know, dark, negative thinking, you know, creates symptoms, right? You know, we symptom of depression, symptom of anxiety, symptom of ill health, symptom of mental health, spiritual disconnection. There's a lot of things that go on just with us speaking negativity. Can you comment on that?
Yes. It is so painful to see how much damage we do to ourselves without knowing we're doing it. See, we're not even aware, because we're like, we've actually normalized speaking negatively. That's the scary part. And now we're seeing the circumstances of it. We're seeing the outcome of what we created as a society maybe 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago. And I think the world now is saying, wait, stop. this is definitely not working. And our thought leaders from the past or people that have now become more conscious of how much damage it's doing to themselves or their family or their community are just tired. Enough is enough. This way of thinking, it's not producing life. It's hurting us. So I think that's, you know, when you, that enough is enough, it's a breakthrough, that breaking point. And I can't, I think as society, that is exactly what's happening right now. And when you're present to it, you see it. Like, I never heard the word positivity when I was, I'm 60. I never heard the word positivity when I was young. I didn't even know that that existed. All I knew is that I used to look at things in the brighter side. I just was trained that way. Go ahead, Dr. James.
I have a question. You know, for me, there was a point. There was a point in my life where my viewpoint changed, where I had to change my viewpoint. And very quickly, I'm not going to take too much time, but I had a brain tumor and a neck injury that I had to recover from. And I was at a point where I was barely functional. And I had to figure this out the hard way, that being negative and being in an angry mode, being in a fearful mode, being in an anxious mode, being in a worried mode, took energy from me, put me in more pain, took me backwards in my recovery than being in a peaceful mode, and then being in a forgiving mode, a grateful mode, joyful mode, giving mode. These things, I was so low in my function that I could tell. Like, how about for you? Was there a point in your life where this, from here on out, I realize this and I'm going to change the way I think? But what was that for you?
For me was, shame on you, Joanna, for not taking a stand and having the courage to spread the urgency and the importance of positivity. You know that it's worked in your life. You've helped others. Why haven't you taken a stand and helped the world really take a stand for positivity? You know what? I have to realize that you had to. No, Dr. James, you made a choice. You made a choice to say enough is enough. But some people, there was a grace. I don't know where it came from. Maybe a grace in your family. There was a grace, something that grace cause you to focus in, I can change this. But some people don't have that awareness to know that they can change. They can choose differently. Like, you have that grace, whatever it is, I don't know. You follow me, Dr. King, right?
Well, no, there was a day in my recovery between my brain tumor and my neck injury, where I was struggling. I'll be honest with you. I was very depressed about my life. I was a successful anesthesiologist, Yale trained, Stanford trained, very highly capable, highly functioning. And overnight, almost, I was, you know, just hobbled. I could barely function. I was having trouble brushing my teeth in the morning. Trying to figure out, you know, the toothpaste, you know, how to unscrew it and put it on. I mean, that was hard for me. And having to rebuild all of that, you know, left me very depressed and very bitter. And I hadn't realized it, but probably within 6 to 9 months, I became pretty much intolerable. Like, I realized I was starting fights and I was turning my jealousy of my loss of life and everyone else, you know, who had a life, I was turning that into anger and bitterness. And that was eating me up in the inside, and I was getting worse.
I think there's a lot of people out there in the world that can relate to that, Dr. James, because we've got a society that has a full daily dish of mainstream media, or, you know, maybe even alternative media, that is is there to they have agendas there, right? And
well, that was that was the side effect. And Joanna, tell me if I'm wrong. That was a side effect of my brain tumor. I couldn't watch TV, so I that automatically just
so that you turn that off.
No,
that,
I
that
had
was
my
part of your healing.
Process anything. It hurt to like watch TV. It hurt to even turn. I couldn't even find a remote to my TV because, you know, that took brain power. So I just sat there and watched a blank TV half the time when I was recovering, especially during recovery.
Well, so, listen, guys, I gotta take a quick break. When we come back, Bill, there's one key that that starts the healing process. It's a main key, and I'm gonna address it when we get back with Joanne. So we'll be right.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster, and I'm talking with Dr. James, my co-host there, and also Joanne. All right. So, yeah, what I promised before break is the one area that really starts the healing process, and it's responsibility, right? We take full responsibility for where we are, and we start to understand that it wasn't caused by somebody else, something else. You know, it was caused by our choices, right? So I know, Joanne, you wanted to ask Dr. James in between studio what changed for him. What changed for you, Dr. James? You know, how did you change?
Well,
what was that first thing you went, I've got to do this.
Right? You know what? Yeah, there was a decision.
And what was his why? Yeah,
what was your why?
What was my why? Well, there was a day that I made the decision that, you know what, this is important, this is real. I talked about how depressed I was and how bitter I was at life and how easy it was to sink into that negative feeling. And I woke up one morning and I had fallen asleep the night before watching one of these Survivor shows, you know, where they go out into the wilderness and they have to hunt for their food and they have to dig trenches to even get, you know, warmth for the night. Or otherwise, you know, they would, you know, freeze to death. And I remember waking up and the sun was kind of hitting my eyes. And that's the reason I was waking up. And I had my covers pulled up and I was nice and warm. My wife was still, you know, lying next to me. The house was secure. My kids were safe, and we all still loved each other. And I thought to myself, "Man, we live great lives, just being." And I thought for the first time, being like, what does that even mean? And in terms of the negativity, the positive in life, I used to think neutral was where you are, and if you got sick, you you went down, right? There's a negative dip, and I thought, you know, what is death on this? It's infinite, and I thought, you know, this whole time, I thought it was neutral, but I was flying, and at some time before I was born, I was nothing, and out of nothing came me, And I thought, I should be thankful just to be alive, like, wow. just to be where I am right now.
So it was gratitude. Great question. Thanks, EJ.
Gratitude, and he remembered that he was a miracle, and he got present to what love created. He had his wife. He was silent, and he was able to see what, and that caused. I'm living. Shifting, and
making
I'm
making the decision.
It locked in.
Yes, and so everything from then on was a decision because I wanted to do it, or it made me happier, or made someone else happy. So does that make sense? So it was conscious. Yes. So I decided to. Yes.
You gotta
listen. I love that. I love that. I think a lot of people are going to learn from this, and I'm wondering, Joanne. You know, you got this book out, you know, everything is perfect. Is everything really perfect, Joanne?
You know, it is.
Is it really?
You know what? Let me tell you why.
I think people are out there thinking, what? My life's not perfect.
I can do it. Let's look at Dr. James' story.
What is that?
Let's look at your story, right?
Yes.
In an imperfect moment, right? You found yourself. You created a miracle, right? Remembering you're a miracle. You're healed. And you tell me, your life now has more meaning, yes or no?
100%.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
100%. And you look at all the credentials you had, right? But look at your ego, your credential. You were like, how could this be happening to me? Look at me. I'm the man. You were the
That's
man.
That's who I was before.
You were the man. But guess what you became? The miracle. In an imperfect moment, right? The world will see that. This is horrible. That's horrible. That's not perfect. How could you say everything perfect in a moment like that? What happens is I created this mantra. I used to go home and say, I have a business. I'm married. I have children. And I would go to the house and I'd go, oh, wow. I'm walking into it. And I would say, you know what? Hey, everybody, everything's perfect. Everything's perfect. And it would calm everyone down. And it would calm them down. And whatever was going on, we were able to see a solution. What happened is, I believe that when we're up against it, very much up against it, and we go into worry, panic, we can't see a way out. But when we can say to ourselves, breathe, everything is perfect, you begin to breathe. I'm not using that. I never knew I was going to write a book. And that wasn't even in my world, right? I didn't even have a title. In fact, the book created itself before the title. I just remember, like, wait a minute, it has to be called Everything is Perfect, because that's what calmed me down to be able to be present to these words that I was very careful in choosing, because I wanted to make sure that every word in this book was healing for the soul. That it was, because our soul is so beautiful and it's love, I wanted to be very careful what I picked.
I love that.
I do too. And I'll say this, you know, our words, as we all know, they have an energy, a frequency, a vibration. Mm-hmm. And when you speak them out loud, and the way I use affirmation, I speak it 3 times out loud. I whisper it 3 times. I mentally chant it until I feel it in my being, until I actually get it in my being. And is life perfect? From my point of view, it's all perfect, because it's perfect for us to be able to grow, to learn, to evolve, to become the best version of ourselves. You know, I don't believe the universe ever does anything to us. It does it for us. And as we start to embrace that moment, well, you know, my challenges are being done for me. Oh, well, you know, that kind of switches the brain up. But when you start to embrace that, you start to look at challenges differently. You start to realize they're there for you to become the best version of yourself, no matter where you are, no matter if you're going through that transformation, that deep transformation that Dr. James went through. Mm-hmm. And our my guest, Johanna, I've got Johan McGuire. He's one of my broadcast networks in the UK. So, but anyway, Johanna, it's important. It's important for us to understand these concepts, because if we do, words matter. They're vibration, they're energy. Everything changes, right, Joanne?
Yes. You know, my mom was going through something. She was ill. And I saw her and I said, Mom. And every time someone would say to her, how are you? She'd be like, oh, she would speak about it. I said, Mom, that's it. Every time someone says, how are you doing? Say, you're getting better. You say, you're getting better. She goes, yes. And even if you're not, Mom, even if you don't believe it, I need you to start saying that. I'm getting better. And she kept going and going. And every time someone would say, how are you? She goes, I'm getting better. And before you knew it, she actually got better. And the reason I say that is the world is a mirror, not a creator. You are the creator of the mirror of the world you see. So it's very important to take ownership. Mm-hmm. And
and awaken your desire of wanting to live. It's easy to be big, you know, play victim or blame or get angry, but that's not what you're seeking. You put yourself in a predicament. When I was in breakdown, it's because I wanted more out of life. I had prayed for it, you know? So in order for me to bring in what I'm seeking, I gotta let go of what's not working. And sometimes what's not working, it feels comfortable. It feels safe, but we're not here to have a safe life. We're here to have a life full of beautiful things, yeah, to have ownership, to experience life. Yeah. And in order for us to do that, we have to take a chance in the unknown.
Yeah. Don't wait for a Titanic moment to decide what's important to let go of. Yeah. Yeah.
I totally agree with you. And I've had a lot of people on my shows that have had near-death experiences, and you don't have to have a near-death experience. Okay. James had one. You don't have to have it, but, you know, it's okay if you do, because life is perfect. It's showing you exactly what you need to do and be and have, so that you can express yourself fully in this world. I had a dream just this week, right? And I was sitting, I was meditating, and what I saw is I saw millions of people, right? And all of them were taking off this bodysuit. They're like unzipping the bodysuit, and all these beautiful beings were just floating around. And I thought to myself, you know, everything's perfect in the fact that we're here, we're learning, we're growing, we're entertaining each other, we're having a fun time. And when we're done with this, we move on. It's like, you know, you zip off the suit, move on. Maybe you want another one, go get another one. You can reincarnate if you want. You know,
the way I thought about it we are looking at ourselves as human beings, this outer structure. Yeah. We're not, this is just the buildings that been, you know, in which the individuals who we really are live. And so to judge our outer appearances, to kind of be able to, it's kind of like judging where we live, you know, the building in which we happen, our apartment happens to live, be in. So once I adopted that attitude, I was like, I told myself, you know, everybody deserves the same love. Everyone deserves the same support that I realized I needed. And when you give that, we're all connected. Humans are connected. We all came from the same DNA source. So we get brownie points, you know, somehow life points, when we help each other, you know, smile at the barista, you know, you know, make sure to help someone across the street, whatever, give extra change, you know, whatever it is that, we get those, that life energy when we do that.
Food for our soul, food for our soul. You know, I tell you.
Yeah. Hey, guys, I gotta take a quick break. When we come back, Joanne, is I'd like you to share some of the positive statements that are in your new book. Uh-huh. And so my audience can get a flavor for what's in store for them. So we'll be right back.
Okay.
UK House Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster, and I'll be right back with Dr. James and my guest in just a minute. I'd like to encourage all of you that are watching us on YouTube right now to go and subscribe. Hit the subscribe button so that you always watch our shows. They'll always show up for you, and you can share them with people you care about. If you're my listening audience, you can go to youtube.com/@thecouragenetwork. That's youtube.com/@thecouragenetwork to be able to, again, get all of our shows and pass them on to people that you love. All right, back to my guests. So before I get into the phrases, because I kind of want to know where they came from before I get into what, you know, what they are. So, Joanne, you want to share your experience? How did this all start showing up for you?
I always, as a child, used to look at things the brighter side. Like, that's something I was born with. So, and I was always very criticized for that. Like, come on, you know, how could you say that? You know, versus going through this really big thing. How could you say that? So I was always very lost in who I was. And I remember having a conversation, like, I wanted God to talk to me. I wanted God to tell me why I'm here. You know, God, I'll do whatever you tell me. If you tell me to go left, I'll go left. Just, I want to hear it. Can you please speak to me like Moses, you know? Like the stories I've heard, please choose me, speak to me. I really want to get this life right. I beg God. And I got into a really bad accident. I was on a motorcycle and I was hit by a truck and thrown off a cliff. And in that moment, I didn't hear anything. I thought I was dead, actually. I said to myself, I asked a question, am I dead? And I heard no. And I said, what did I fracture? And I heard, you fractured your hip. But the thing is, I heard that from within. I did not hear a voice outside of me. That's when I realized, oh my God, you've always been speaking to me, but I haven't been listening, because God speaks to you in whispers. And I didn't get that. And when I got that, that's what made me really focus of going in and being present. And that's how I would find these phrases, and I would write them down. And it took me 20 years to put this together, because these are the phrases that help me get through life. So that's what made me say, put it all together and become a book.
Wow. That I'm so glad I asked that question. It's, you know, it's interesting. I grew up Catholic, right? Mm-hmm. So I was told that there was an intermediary between me and God, that I had to go through a priest to be able to get to God, and that priest would either accept me or forgive me or not forgive me. The priest was an intermediary to God. And, you know, I think there's a lot of people listening to this right now, because that's still out there. Okay. A billion people believe that. And you just described what I've learned over my lifetime, is that you're right. When we get still, you got still with an accident, but when we get still and quiet, we can hear the voice of the divine speaking to us. I wrote a book, my first book I wrote was called Ask and You Will Succeed, 1001 Ordinary Questions to Create Extraordinary Results. All those questions were just questions that were spoke to me. They just came through me, you know? And we can all talk to the divine, but stillness is the price of connection. Stillness is the price of connection. We have to get still to be able to connect. Now, that's in the beginning. After a while, you know, we're good, right? After a while, we can hear it, you know, going. But in the beginning, you got to get still. And James, you got really still.
you know what? You hit it exactly. There was a time where because of my brain and or my neck, I could not or look at a screen. I couldn't talk to anybody. I'm just staring at a blank wall, and that consciousness, I call it consciousness. You call it speaking with God, but that voice gets louder and louder, and the voice, you can't hear it when you're watching TV. You can't hear it when you're, you know, scrolling on. You only hear it when like you said, everything's quiet, and it gets loud, and it tells you, get up, start moving. You have a life to live.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, I know Joanne's going to say this too. I can tell you when you can hear it. Not only stillness, when you are in the states of these words that she's learned, when you can feel that vibration, that energy, that power. Okay, so that's why I'm going to switch over to you. What? Give me an example of like one word or a phrase or what have you that you have in the book that like takes people and shifts them quickly as they repeat it.
Let's do it now.
Let's do it.
It's a book. Yeah. Because we're energy, the way to use this book is not page front to back. You just open it up to any page. It'll always be the perfect word for that moment. Okay? So we'll do it right now for everyone watching us. Yeah. Okay? Here we go. Perfect. Celebrate life.
Oh. It's perfect. We're coming into the season of celebration, but you know, it's interesting. We don't have to celebrate in one season, right?
Correct. Nor a big moment. It's the, you know, somebody taught me that. Joanna, celebrate all the moments. Celebrate the little victories. This happens to a lot of people. I've seen it. They spend their whole life, they go, oh my goodness, in creating one big moment. And that moment comes and they accomplish it. And there's a huge emptiness within. Why? Because it wasn't that moment was for that moment. But there were so many moments that you could miss out and not be present. This is so important to celebrate life because life is a gift. I love that we got this because in the celebration of life, it causes joy, and joy is medicine. It is medicine to you, to your soul. Look how amazing the Creator is. Everything we need is within. The energy of joy, it's the best there is no medicine. I don't care what kind of doctor you are, that can heal you better than the energy of joy.
I totally agree with you. And what I want to say before James makes his comment is that this is the healing balm, the healing salve, the mystery secret that has been so elusive for so long. And that is when you can train your mind to go in and celebrate the moments of life, every single moment. I'll share a quick story and then I'll get James. I interviewed a guest yesterday. His name, Warner Berger. Warner Berger. It's you'll be hearing more about that name. Warner has, at the age 70, he climbed 7 of the tallest peaks in the world, right? The top 7, right? Denali, K2, Mount Everest, you know, the big ones, right? And when he first started, he wanted to climb Denali up in Alaska. And the climbers said, no, you can't do that. And he said, oh, okay. He said, go climb Mount Rainier first. So he went and climbed Mount Rainier and he came back to Denali. And he went to Denali and they said, yeah, come with us. So he went up, climbed up the first time. He didn't get to the top. They are 200 feet short. And he went and then he did it again. And again, the same thing happened. And then the last time he went, the third time he tried, he got to the top of Denali. And I said, what'd you learn? He says, I learned this. It wasn't about getting to the top. It was about the journey. It was about the moments in life, right? And that's what we're talking about here.
That's it.
It's the moments. James.
Yes. I love that. And I love the fact that the celebrate is there. I also think it's perfect. What I realized from my journey, what is celebration? And really, celebration is an expansion of the joy that you had. It's a remembering of a victory or some positive in your life. And here's what I think it's important to celebrate because what you need to do is forget all of the negatives, forget all your failures, take from it what you need to learn from it, but forget the pain and the anxiety and expand and magnify the joys and the happiness and the victories. And that's why you need to do it. Take that time to revisit it. Because you need to, in your mind, there's a little balance. And if there are more good memories than bad memories, you're going to be happy. And so if you expand those good memories, you're eventually going to tilt that, you know, scale toward, hey, you know what? I'm feeling good about my life. And it's
actually, I'll plus that again. I would say this, if you're expanding the good memories, what's going to happen is eventually you're going to start living in the present moment and every moment matters. And that's what Joanne's saying too, right? Every moment is a moment of celebration. Yeah. Yeah. Listen, I want to give out your website real quick. What I'll do is we'll go to positivephrases.com. Positivephrases.com, or you can get her book on Amazon or on, I guess, Barnes & Noble or anywhere online. Is that right?
TikTok Shop, yeah, TikTok Shop, Amazon. You go to the website, Positive Phrases. You know, I did it like this. I did it like you can – I put positive words like – sorry, I looked at that, but like you got this. I put it on mugs. I put it on canvas because you know what it is? Put all this around because you don't know when you look up the day that you might need that word to
as a reminder. Fill your space with positivity. You're not just doing it for yourself. People walk into your office, into your home, and say, oh, yeah, thank you. That was meant for me. I was meant to see that because I was forgetting to be grateful. Like, you know, just a reminder, put things around that just remind you of all the gifts that life is, whether it's gratitude, whether it's love, whether it's joy. And remember, authenticity is freedom. So that's what we want to get to in life. Be authentic and allow yourself to be.
Yeah, I love it. And I already know how I'm going to use celebrate today. If there's any issue at all today, I'm going to say, you know what? Despite our differences, I'm going to celebrate our relationship with each other. So I already know how I'm going to use it. So that's thank you for that.
Together is better. Every time I go to get upset with my husband, I'll open up the book and I'm like, together is better. I'm like, oh, come on. We'll have fun with it. Yeah. I was like, oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah, funny. Yeah, I'm ready to leave you. What's the message? Oh, together is better. Okay. Oh, it's hysterical. Well, Joanne, thank you so much for being on the show today. And, you know, positive phrases so important for everybody here. So hope you go get the book, Positive Phrases, Joanne Laurent, Laurent, for my listening audience. Again, you can get it at positivephrases.com. And I hope you will, because you know what? The more everybody, if you want to be the change in the, you know, be the change you want to see in the world, right? Be the change. And that's where what we're talking about here. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's cause a healed world. Let's cause a healed world.
Yeah.
Think about how much love will transmit from that.
Wow.
One smile at a time.
Yeah. I just want to thank you both thank you for creating this space. I am so lifted today. I'm so full of joy, and I'm just really grateful because, you know, both of you have the courage to be vulnerable and put yourself out there and spread joy. So I just really want to thank you very much for this moment.
Thank you. Thank you, Joanne. We really appreciate you, and thank you for being here.
I think we're all coming from the same place. Thank you.
I think so, too.
We sure are in this moment. Yeah, I hope my audience feels it, too. So yeah, please pass on the show. Yeah. And thank you again, all of you.